Coming up, it's the tip chat for Wednesday, the 4th of March, 2020.
Calling the Tri-City Tips Net. Calling the Tri-City Tips Net for Wednesday, March 4th, 2020. Good evening and welcome to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net. This is KC1KLW. My name is Jerry and I am located in Montville. I'll be your net control station for this evening. Membership in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club is not necessary for participation. All licensed radio amateurs are welcome to check into the net. Those that do not wish to check in are welcome to listen. This net operates on the frequency on the 147.060 megahertz repeater with a PL tone of 156.7 hertz. If needed, the secondary is 146.97, also with a PL tone of 156.7 hertz. The net is held each Wednesday evening starting at 7 p.m. local time with various net controllers on a rotating basis. This net is intended to provide an informal operating environment for new operators as well as for experienced radio amateurs. The purpose of this net is to provide a venue for presenting questions and obtaining answers and advice related to amateur radio, promote good fellowship among amateur radio operators, and to encourage the use of good operating procedures. Let me reset the repeater. The TIPS net is directed open net, and that means we call for a round of check-ins, and when we have everyone checked in, we will go down through the list of comments and questions. During the check-in, please state if you have any questions for the net, period. We will ask for your questions after everyone has checked in. There are three sections to the TIPS net. The first section is one is the open net with rounds of questions and comments as just described. The second section is a section for announcements about upcoming events and items of interest. The third section is an opportunity for those who wish to swap, sell, or are looking for amateur radio related items. Unless otherwise directed, all communications should be directed to the net control station. When checking into the net, please say, "This is." Release the mic button and listen to ensure no one else has called at the same time as you have. Then, slowly, give your call sign phonetically along with your name and location, and if you have a comment or question. This is Jerry, KC1KLW, your net control station for this evening. We will start taking questions in check-ins now. Please come with your call signs slowly.
This is Kilo 1, Delta Charlie Tango, Dave in Preston. No comments or questions at this time.
Good evening, Nat. Here is Kilo Alpha 6, Papa Delta Golf, Kevin in Norwich, Connecticut. Not too much, just waiting to see if we have a topic of focus tonight.
Here is
Thank you.
November, Kilo, 1, Victor. Steve, Coventry, no questions yet.
Here is. Kilo, Charlie, 1, Tango, Whiskey, Romeo, Tim, in Uncasville.
Okay, I'd like to acknowledge call signs K1DCT, Dave in Preston, KA6PDG, Kevin in Norwich, NK1 Victor, Steve in Coventry, KC1TWR, Tim in Montville. Thank you all. I'll stand by. Calling other stations for the tips net. All right, guys, sorry for the delay. do we have any comments or questions? Starting with Dave, K1DCT.
Oh, good evening, Jerry, and thanks for taking net control. Good evening to all on the net. I don't really have anything stirring up tonight. This is the first Wednesday, so hopefully there's some sort of topic. Usually the first Wednesday is some sort of predetermined thing, but I can't remember what it was from last week. I didn't write it down, and that's just how the week has been. So that's about it for now. Let's see what anybody else has to stir up. Back to net, K1DCT.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks for the comment. By the way, we're looking for signal reports for tonight's net. We are looking for signal quality. So anything anyone can give us would be very appreciated. Okay, now our next round will go to Kevin, KA6PDG. Do you have any comments for the net tonight, Kevin?
Well, good evening, Sir Jerry, and to those gathered. Hopefully, maybe one or two more will pop in. Well, first, I've got to say that as someone who's been running amateur radio nets for about 36 years of various kinds, I am really impressed. Young man, you're doing a great job. And to think it's just your first time out of the gate. We may have to make you a net control every week. Now, can you clarify, were you looking for signal reports for the net control station? If so, you're full quieting, very, very nice audio. No problem with your signal whatsoever. Or were we going to talk about how we give signal reports to other hams and why we do that and stuff like that? Just checking because I wasn't sure on your statement. Other than that, good to be here. KA6PDG, Norwich.
Yes, Kevin, the topic for tonight should be like signal reports as to how are they done and what they mean, and especially tonight on our repeater. So anything you can give us would be appreciated. But yes, in general, the topic will be signal reports.
Copy, thank you.
Okay, now we're going to go on to the next, which would be Steve in Coventry, NK1V. Good evening, Steve.
NK1V in Coventry. Good evening, Jerry. Good evening, everybody. Doing a great job, Jerry. Let's see, signal reports. We do handle them significantly different between repeater stuff and HF. I know that. For instance, like Kevin said, you know, often repeater is just how quiet you are into the repeater. Because generally, if I'm listening like to the repeater right now, I know how it sounds back to me, whoever's talking. And so I can kind of judge how others are getting into it by, you know, how well they sound to the repeater back to me. Because actually this evening it's probably my issue, because I've been doing some antenna swapping and all that stuff. I'm not even 100% sure which antenna I'm on at the moment, although the SWR is good. I have what I would call a little bit of white noise on what's coming back, but it's on everybody's signal, so I would say that everybody so far this evening is full quieting into the repeater, and there's an issue probably with my station coming back. HF is handled quite a bit different, at least with me. It's I believe the first number that we generally use is the legibility. What I call legibility. Let me reset. I believe it's 0 to 5, and that would be how well I can understand the person. And the second number is basically the signal strength based on the quote unquote S meter. 0 to 9, I guess 1 to 9, and then there's a little plus margin there depending with alternate comments and such, but that's basically what I know of it. Other than that, I don't do much else unless someone has something that they're working on and they need more information. That's pretty much the whole basket for me. Back to that, NK1V.
Thank you, Steve. And now we go on to Tim, KC1TWR in Uncasville. Actually, here's the mic.
Thank you, Jerry. You know, I was thinking about how we use signal reports, and I know, for instance, during contesting, very frequently contesters just automatically say 5-9, 5-9, because they just want to hurry up and get on to the next person, so even if you sound like you're in the gravel. But really, the purpose of it is to let people know how well they're transmitting, how well they're being understood, both the readability and the signal strength. And talking about what Steve was talking about, if you hear the white noise, if you're close enough to someone else, you can always switch over and listen in VHF, UHF on the input frequency and see if the white noise is there. And then that might help determine if the issue is coming from the source or from the repeater. And with that, I'll go back to net control.
Thank you, Tim. And that brings us to the bottom of the list. And I think we're going to go to the top of the list now. And I'm going to call out to any other stations that want to check in. This is Jerry, KC1KOW, the TIPSnet. All right, hearing no replies, we're going to go to the top of the list and start with Dave. If you have anything, K1DCT, and if you have any interesting things to comment, maybe any projects you're working on you might want to share.
Mm-hmm.
This is K1DCT, not working on any ham radio projects, but I kind of didn't catch on maybe to the subject matter before, but signal reports, or RST, readability, strength, and tone. So, as Steve alluded to, the readability. Can I understand what you're saying? So that's somewhere from 0 to 5. And then obviously the strength is a 0 to 9 category. So, okay, I can understand you, but how well? I mean, is it? Can I get it, or is it not a problem? So that's a 0 to 9, and then the tone is not such a big deal these days with all the commercial rigs. But if you're working a little CW and you're working maybe a QRP thing or a homebrew where things may not be quite up to par, with a nice clean signal, particularly on CW. It's a nice da 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 rather than a whoop 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 whoop, and that's an official term. So the tone is not such a big deal these days, but in fact, it's not used in sideband. Sideband, you get a 5.9 rather than a 5.99. So there's a lot to it. It's it's obviously open to interpretation. And as Tim mentioned in contests, if I can hear you and get the exchange, then you must be 5.99. So, thanks for the contact. See you later. Moving on. And back to net, K1DCT.
Thank you, Dave. Much appreciated. And on to Kevin, KS6PDG. What do you have for us now, Kevin?
Well, you can't have my meatloaf sandwich. I just ate it. Thanks, Jerry. And, signal reports on HF are almost part of the culture of HF. And the reason for that, a lot of times, is because propagation on the low bands can change from day to day or even over a 5-minute period. So, very often on HF, when you're initiating a contact with another station, particularly if there's time you're chit-chatting, maybe not always in emergency areas and things like that, but you'll typically give the station an idea of how they're coming in, either by using the RS or RST method, or just by saying you have a terrific signal, or I'm having a little trouble copying you, or whatever. Which actually says a lot about signal reports right there, because you kind of want to describe what you're reporting. I think that on VHF, or repeater, in the repeater subbands particularly, we don't hear signal reports given as much because they don't need to be, largely. However, I think there are many times when letting a station know that their signal is difficult to copy, or that they might have a technical problem with their equipment, or some anomaly like that that they might not be aware of. Now, sometimes when you're working through a repeater, you have somebody who's far away from the repeater. They live 30 miles away. They go to work 20 miles away. They're usually mobile. You're going to hear some picket fencing or some static or whatever. You don't need to tell that person that because they already know it. But if you hear something unusual, like if you hear me on the Norwich repeater and I've got a loud hum and I'm breaking up and I live 2 miles from the repeater, I would want to know about that, because there's sort of a, if you look at Part 97 and all of the literature from the League, for example, there's an expectation that we want to operate our stations with technical proficiency and good operating technique. So, one more comment and I'll be quiet. Okay, I'll just be quiet for this round. I think it's particularly important with net controls, because what I hear a lot on nets, fairly frequently anyway, is someone will check in and they have a problem, you can barely understand them. The net control's able to hear them, so he checks them in, you know, KA6PDG, you're checked in with no traffic, and moves on, not telling that person that their signal is actually very broken, very static, very weak. So then what happens later in the net is the net control calls on that person for their comments or their business or their traffic that they're going to send, and they make a nice, very pleasant, very well thought out 2 or 3 minute transmission, but you can't hear them because net control didn't let them know that they were having difficulty making the repeater, for example. So I think with net controls, it can be important to be helpful. And that's why I think we give signal reports, is not to hurt people's feelings. We all want our stations to do well. We all want our signals to go far. So signal reports are there to be helpful. All right, I'll come up for air now. KA6PDG, back to net.
Thank you for that insight, Kevin. Very much appreciated. I think I've learned something myself. Okay, we're going to go to Steve now, NK1V. And what do you have for us now, Steve?
NK1V. Let me see. I don't have anything else on the signal report. I will tell about my current... I don't have enough projects. I haven't finished the last 4 projects I started, and I'm in the middle of another one. I've got a little more in depth into just frequency scanning. I played around a little bit with software defined, one of those little doodads you plug in, dongles or whatever they call it, and I actually was had some success with it, but the scanning ability of the setup just was too frustrating to mess with. So I have acquired a very decent regular scanner that does the newer trunking and everything like that. So I've been playing around with that, trying to get some of the Connecticut trunking stuff and everything. I've had some success now after a few days. And this afternoon I had a little more success because I actually acquired somewhere along the line some Yagis that were from an old Nextel system, which showed a number from 800 to almost 900 frequency range. And most of the other stuff is from 7, so it'll go down a low 800. So anyways, to make a short story long, I currently do not have my tower up yet because I'm still working on grounding and stuff for that. The weather hasn't been as good as I'd like. And so in my tree stump with a pipe on it up there, let me reset. I was able to get the heading for the tower, the simulcast tower, and I'm actually getting really good signal now, even just on the stick. Well, one of the things, actually, I have a interesting subject that I'm running into now, and I'm doing some testing because I have going up to the site where my tower is going to go. I have some LMR400, I have some RG8X, and it's over 100 feet, you know, with the ends and everything. And I'm trying to decipher if, like, something just on receiving, what people think. Is it better to get the height and sacrifice the distance of coax, or is it better to sacrifice a little bit of height and go with a much shorter coax, like maybe the, you know, like the pipe kind of thing like I have inside my house? Just that's a little something I can throw out there. Back to that, NK1V.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it very much. And we're going to go on to our next victim here, Tim, KC1KLW.
This is KC1TWR. Steve, I'm sorry, but I can't help you with that. But I suspect that Dave and Kevin will have something to say about that next round. I do have a question for you when it comes around again, and that is how you're going to actually stand up your tower, if you're going to need any assistance with that. And you mentioned the fact that the weather wasn't good enough for some of the project work you're doing, and I'm thinking about all these 40, 50 degree days, and it must be a combination of when it rains, when you're free, and all those things that all come together. And getting back to the signal reports, you know, it's not a bad thing to practice, and definitely it's more useful on the HF bands. And part of it is because some people are running 500 watt transmitters, and others are running QRP. And therefore, you know, just because you can hear somebody well, doesn't mean they can hear you well, and vice versa. And with that, I'll go back to KC1KLW.
Thank you, Tim. The real KC1TWR. All right. I'll do another call out for anyone who wants to check in for the TipsNet. Not hearing anything. We're going to go on to the next section, I think. Nope.
I would do another round at 7:30.
Oh, okay. We're going back to the top of the list now, and we're going to call on Dave, K1DCT.
All right, this is K1DCT. Thanks again for the opportunity to expound on whatever I feel needs to be expounded on. One final comment about signal reports. I know that Kevin's signal report is always 2x2, and that is too loud and too often. Kidding, of course. As far as Steve, let's see, do you sacrifice a little more height? I think you said, I missed part of it, I stepped slightly further away from the radio. So I think you said you had some LMR 400 or something. So, go a little higher and lose an extra half a dB, or, you know, sacrifice the height. It's kind of a gamble, and I will tell you from experience that, and you all know what experience is, that is when you have made the same mistake the second time. But experience tells me that sometimes you can raise an antenna up 10 feet and it helps you, and sometimes you can lower it 10 feet and it helps you. So it's really a gamble. You have to just kind of pick a height and go for it. And it's, without being too scientific, which that certainly wasn't, that is my analogy of the whole thing. You know, you go for it, and if it works, it works. Back to net, K1DCT.
Thank you again, Dave. Appreciate it. And now we go to Kevin, KE6PDG. Do you have any additional comments, especially for Dave?
Why? What makes Dave so special? Oh, that's right. See, you said Dave, and now Phoebe is trying to cough something up. Okay, 6PDG, I'll stop. That's silliness. So, I think Dave has given a really good summation about Steve's question. It's almost the $64,000 question. Now, I tend to like to say that ham radio is like real estate. It's all about location, 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 and that includes the location of your antenna, which includes how high it is. But depending, if you have some really, really good coax, really low loss stuff, and assuming your lead line or your coax is not 0 dB loss, and you don't have a 200-foot tower that you use that lead line or coax on, it's almost a trade-off. If someone were forcing me to pick one or the other, I'd say having the antenna higher up is more important, but remember, it depends on the band. I was listening to some guys today on HF talk about one of the fellas, 160-meter antennas. I can't remember what kind of antenna it was. It might have been a long wire, probably. And I had to chuckle because the guy was saying, well, you've got that 160-meter antenna at 85 feet, and that's okay, but really you need to get it about twice that high. Wow. Alrighty then. Must be nice to have your own construction crew with cranes and helicopters. So, but I think Dave summed it up pretty good. One more comment on signal reports. I'll be brief. When giving a signal report, don't feel that you need to use fancy words. If the station needs more information about what you're reporting to them, they'll ask. So, sometimes I'll hear on a 2-meter repeater, they'll say, well, you got picket fencing. Well, they don't have picket fencing. Picket fencing is that specific sound when you're driving past trees real fast, or, well, if you're driving past a picket fence, I suppose, or you're breaking up. Well, no, they're not breaking up. They're just, they're staticky. So don't feel that you have to use a lot of fancy terminology. Use a description that is the best you can do. And if that station needs to know more, they'll ask you. It may be just as simple as the quieting that somebody mentioned. Your 20% quieting, well, that would be a terrible signal through a repeater. Your 80% quieting, well, that's pretty good. You know, your 95 or 100% quieting, well, you got a darn good signal into that repeater. And you can often start from there, and then if the station has questions, they'll ask you. The other thing that confuses a lot of new hams is the say it's a noise, say you're hearing some noise or static. Is it the station that's using the repeater, or is it the repeater? Now, I'm not trying to be unkind, but if you want to practice with this, if there's any new amateurs listening out there, particularly where you're not used to thinking about this stuff, go ahead and listen to the Norwich repeater. Hopefully it'll be feeling better in a few days, but lately we've been having that problem with static on the receiver. So you'll hear sometimes crunchy and static noise when the user is transmitting his signal into the repeater, and of course the repeater is repeating it. But when they unkey their microphone, you'll hear the repeater. It's still sending out its signal. You'll hear probably a courtesy tone on most repeaters. Maybe the repeater will identify. And you're noticing, wow, the repeater's still up, but I don't hear the static anymore. That means that it has something to do either with the station that's using the repeater, something that's going on between that station and the repeater's receiver, or something at the repeater site, one of the three. Now, if somebody unkeys and you're still hearing the static or the noise or the anomaly, then you know that it's something between the repeater and your house. So there, KA6PDG.
Thank you, Kevin. That's a very clear and insightful observations. Much appreciated. And now it's on to Steve, NK1 Victor.
NK1V, one more quick comment on the signal report. Kevin mentioned using percentage of quieting. That's what I prefer, because sometimes there are different kinds of numbers, and percentage is kind of a thing that you can, no matter which language you're using, make sense. So that is a good way to let someone know how, you know, 80% or 20% or 30%. And Tim, yeah, I don't know. I'm still a bit away. I do have quite an elaborate setup for raising. I'm going to do a couple of trial runs, maybe with one or two sections and maybe with no equipment on it. I do have a system with an electric winch that goes off to a snatch block and comes back up top, and it's been somewhat engineered and looks good, and maybe, and it might work. So I will play around with that, but if I do, I'm not going to get myself in trouble. If it does get to the point where I'm going to need some help, I will ask. And that's it. We'll see what happens. Back to Nat and K1B.
Thank you, Steve. Hopefully we can help out in the future. And now we go on to Tim, KC1TWR.
Okay. Thank you for replying there, Steve. And do me a favor, just because I'm very safety conscious, make sure you've got somebody else around in case something goes horribly wrong with your winch system. I'd hate to see you get tangled up in cables and unable to get help. Not that I think that'll happen, but there's always that risk. Anyhow, or at least get a webcam on yourself that somebody else can see. Something, anything, I don't know. And, yeah, thinking more about the signal reports and how, I think I almost lost the thought. Let me see if I can still grab it. It's out there someplace. Yeah, what Kevin was saying as far as if you unkey from, or somebody else unkeys from transmitting on the repeater, and the repeater has stopped passing along your transmission but has not stopped its own transmission, and you hear static and what have you, then yeah, it's probably between there and yourself, which right now the Norwich repeater is a good example, especially if you're down in Groton or at a good distance. And with that, I think I'm done talking this round. Back to net control, KC1TWR.
Okay, thank you, Tim. And this is KC1KOW for the Tri-City TipsNet. If there are any other call-ins out there, please come now. All right, hearing none, we're going to continue on to the next section, and at this time we're going to do the, if anyone has any announcements about upcoming events or items of interest, please call now.
This is K1DCT.
KC1TWR. Okay, we're going to recognize K1DCT, Dave, and then we'll recognize KC1TWR afterwards. Go ahead, Dave.
All right, very good. This is K1DCT. Just wanted to bring up the fact that this weekend is the ARRL DX contests on sideband, so if anybody wants to see if there's any DX out there, contests always, in my opinion, seem to change the band capabilities, so just a heads up, all the pertinent information's out there on the league website. K1DCT, back to net.
Okay, thank you, Dave, K1DCT, and now we're going to Tim, KC1TWR.
Thank you, Jerry. Two announcements, actually. First, the Scrams is having their monthly meeting tomorrow night, starting 7 o'clock at the conference room at the Waterford Police Station in Waterford, Connecticut. Secondly, the tech class is going very well. They have 9 people in attendance this evening. Tonight's the last night for review and practice exams. Next Wednesday night, starting at 7 p.m., they will have a VE session. So, and it's walk-ins are welcome. So if you know anybody who wants to come down and take an exam for one of the levels, or just wants to come down and take a practice exam, go for it. Back to Net Control, KC1TWR.
All right, thank you kindly, Tim. We appreciate it. And now we're going on to the third section. This is where we ask anyone who has any wishes to swap, sell, or looking for amateur radio-related items. Please call now. Okay, hearing none, do we have any last check-ins or anyone else for last comments? Please call now.
KA6PDG.
Okay, the net recognizes KA6PDG. Go ahead, Kevin.
Jerry, I just want to thank you very much for running the net, being brave, and getting out there and doing it for the first time. And if you'll answer a question, I have nothing else to say. I'll pass it back to you. But I'm just wondering, did you have fun? And it's okay to say no. K6PDG.
Thank you, Kevin. It's been a regular laugh riot over here. I really entertained myself here. I had a blast. Thank you so much for asking. And, yeah, I'll do it again. You bet. All right. So now, this is the last call. KC1KLW, Net Control for Tri-City Amateur Radio Club, Weekly Tips Net. Are there any additional check-ins? Please call now before we close the net. Okay, that was the last call, and we have no further check-ins. I'm going to close the net at this time. Thanks to all who participated in Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net. And what? No, I have to see. And thanks to all who stood by and would conduct the net. We conduct the net. Okay. The Tri-City Amateur Club sponsors this net and has their meetings on the second Tuesday of each month at the American Red Cross office at 1031 Route 32, Montville, Connecticut. The meeting starts at 7 p.m. and are open to all interested persons, licensed or not. Information about the club may be found at www.tricityarc.com. We thank John W1AN for the use of the W1DX Salem repeater. This net will meet again next week, next Wednesday at 7 p.m. on this frequency. I now return the repeater to regular amateur use. This is KC1KLW. Good evening and 73.